is the Education Report. An unusual high school in Texas recently welcomed a special visitor. President Obama visited Manor New Technology High School near the city of Austin. The visit was part of what the White House called a middle-class jobs and opportunity tour. Manor New Technology High School seeks to help prepare students to meet the increasing demand for technology workers. The school has gained national recognition for its program. It focuses less on teacher lectures and more on student projects in so-called STEM subjects: science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Most of the teachers who helped start the school 6 years ago were graduates of a program called UTeach at the University of Texas in Austin. They are still working at the high school today. Lawrence Abraham is one of the directors of the UTeach program. He praises the program and the teachers at Manor New Technology High School.
They put together the curriculum, which has elevated this school among all the schools in the New Tech Network around the country to being the premier site. And we think it's the sort of marriage between the UTeach program, which prepares teachers and encourages teachers to teach in a project-based way, with the New Tech curriculum model, which is designed to incorporate that.
Manor New Technology has 332 students. 68% are from ethnic or racial minorities. 52% are from poor families. The Texas school sent 97% of its graduates to college in 2011, and all of its graduates in 2012. Most schools, however, do not have the financial support that Manor New Technology receives. It gets help from private organizations and state and federal funding. And technology schools are sometimes criticized for not paying enough attention to the arts and social sciences. Last year, Texas Governor Rick Scott proposed an end to state financial aid to university programs in subjects like psychology and anthropology. The goal was to put more money into STEM programs that he said would provide people with jobs. But some educators say that kind of thinking ignores the gains possible with other learning. University of Texas history professor Jeremy Suri says the goal of education goes beyond preparation for employment.
Obviously, science and math literacy are crucial, but democratic citizenship requires that people have a sense of our historical background as a society, a sense of how our society functions, and an understanding of what democracy looks like in theory and in practice.
Professor Suri says, today, more than ever, workplace success depends on good communication and an ability to work well with others as a team. And that's the Education Report from VOA Learning English. I'm Bob Doty.